Charles County. My name is Jennifer Harris, and I am the Chief of Media Services. This is the first in a series of daily weekday updates on the COVID-19 virus and how it affects you locally here in Charles County. We encourage you to subscribe to our podcast, Charles County Unscripted, or our YouTube channel to listen to these important daily messages. Right now, we have 580 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Maryland, which is 157 new cases since yesterday, March 25th. The number is rapidly rising as more people are being tested. We want you to know that this virus is not just affecting older people. Many people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are contracting this virus. In fact, more than half of the new cases are in people under the age of 50 in the state of Maryland. Of the cases that are confirmed, 23% of them require hospitalization. This is a very serious illness, so staying at home and maintaining proper social distancing when you are out is critical to slowing the spread. We want to remind you that this week, the governor ordered that all non-essential businesses be closed and also extended the closure of our public schools through at least April 24th. Fewer errands and fewer trips within our community are critical to slowing the spread. With warmer weather in the forecast on Friday and throughout this weekend, we also urge you to avoid gathering in parks and recreation areas in groups of more than 10. Instead, choose to get fresh air, take a walk closer to home, enjoy the outdoors, but don't gather together while you're doing it. Our local hospital is setting up a tent outside their emergency room, and next week we'll begin expanding screening for people who are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and have received a prescription from their doctor for testing. Please know that this testing is being prioritized and can take several days to obtain results. Those who do not have any symptoms and have not received a prescription from their doctor do not require further screening according to CDC guidance. If you are experiencing symptoms, please seek first advice from your provider about whether you need to be seen. Otherwise, it's better for you to stay at home and quarantine from other people. That is the news for today. We ask once again to please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel where we provide many updates, including this daily one, to keep you informed about how COVID-19 is affecting us locally. Thank you for watching or listening today.